Leroy.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Yo, it's the boss, Jit Chronicles, and you're listening to Grindhard Radio. Turn my motherfucking mic up. We are reality radio, grindhardradio.com. Straight up from the gate up. Turn up for a check. My team's still better than yours, nigga. Mop. I'm the Black Larry King, baby. Stop the fuckery. They should never give you niggas money. I am the motherfucking Black Larry King. King Grindhard. Let ride, Clyde.
Hey, yo, let me put some gas in this motherfucking year, bitch. I ain't really talk my shit in a minute. Like, who the fuck these bitches really think they talking to? Like, bitches, who fucking dumb? Class C in a cunt. Block that money, getting fun. Like what? Like a cold bag, baby, this ain't what you want. If I ask for it, I wanna hear is yes. Bitch said you wanna be my op, God bless. Look, I ain't a guy dressed. Any help that I took, come after YS. Oh man, baby, here we go again. Bitch, your roof fat, probably got a double chin. First that bitch hate me, then this bitch hate me. And somehow they link up and they become friends. Like how? Bitch, pipe down. Move or oh yeah, imitating my style. Bad bitch, red lips, let me show you. White toes, eating yellow tail, out of Nobu. Keep a hater obsessed in my comments, having a dick sucking contest. I'm pressure, y'all press. Y'all don't get a dress, guys getting out dressed. Look, it's a look when I'm hopping out the beat. Red wig hanging down to my knees. It's your birthday, but they talking about me. Why you mad? Take a picture, say cheese. You dumb, you slow, you wild. Got your first girl, rich, now you styling. Everything you got, I have five. I put it on the ground for even hit the floor. Look, class C in a cunt. Block that money, get it fun. Like what? Like a cold bag, baby, this ain't what you want. If I ask for it, I wanna hear a yes. Bitch said you wanna be my op, God bless. Look, I ain't a guy dressed. Any other that I took come after YS, oh man. I know y'all bitches be hosting. Looking this good, it's really exposing. Down this hit, stone cold, deep boasting. Just got my laser pussy smooth like a dolphin. Top notch, bitch, get the most, not the lesser. Bitches look big like third trimester. Every time I post, these bitches get stressed, sir. Y'all be putting on shit, I'll never. Bitches be hating on the low, I peep it. If I say anything mean, I mean it. I ain't never lost no nigga, I need it. I'm rich, I ain't getting in no pool that's not heated. Big ass guy and I'm having sex on it. Life so trash, think I put a head on it. Bitches be laughing like, oh, what's funny? Bragging on a nigga that be dying to fuck me. Class C in a cunt. Block that money, get it fun. Like what? Like a cold bag, baby, this ain't what you want. If I ask for it, I wanna hear a yes. Bitch said you wanna be my op, God bless. Look, dress any other that I took them after YS, oh man.
We grind or die. We grind or die. We grind or die. Grind hard, you hear us bust. Molesting ops to getting touched up. Fresh lining for the touch up. Social distancing, they can't touch us. We turning up on Tuesday. We mopping on them Thursdays. They cannot see us even though we shining. Better watch the drip, cause we them blinding. Bay fresh, we stay on. Making moves out of Duval 365. We play songs, reality, no cap, dog. We the team with big dreams. Certified on all streams. Aiming with them red beams. Better turn up when you hear me. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio.
Grind hard radio. Turn up for a motherfucking shit. And let that beat drop. What it do, Ra? It's the mayor of Duval County. It's your boy, Jit Chronicles, and I'd like to welcome everybody back to another episode, another edition of Grindhard Radio. I'm in the building with the host and the president of GHR, Carter Mafioso, the Hood Loud King, better known as the God, Divine You. What it do, big bro?
High time. What up, world? It's your boy, Carter Mafioso, a.k.a.
DJ Face Mob, 803, the God, Divine Universal. About to turn it up with my team, my squad, Team GHR and the Black Larry King. Ground Hard Radio, let's get it.
Let's get it. 13 years. That's what it is, man. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that 6-1 Nina, representing that Team Beat Shop, it's the motherfucking queen of Ground Hard Radio. Miss Chief, how you doing tonight, darling?
Chief me. Oh, I'm just sitting here on a Tuesday smoking this Cali Finest, ready to get in from the 6-1 Nina, Southern California. I'm in the fucking building. Let's get it. Let's go.
I'm loving the energy, queen. Love that shit. That's what's up. That's what it is. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. Representing that team, No Filter. He still be fresh like a motherfucker. It's the main man, Dope Ass Music, live in the building. What it do, fam, bro?
I just want everybody to know this is an old ass show because my daughter's 13. Grind Hard 13. We getting it in.
Yeah, that's cool. Man, I work with that one. That's what's up. Thank you for that Dope Ass Music. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, we're going to take it all the way down to the 305, representing that Miami-Dade County. It's the motherfucking R&B gangster of Ground Hard Radio. Razor, what it do, Big Pimp?
Yeah, Dade County in this thing. Hey, boy, we about to turn up tonight. I'm over here smoking on this Gorilla Glue.
Let's go. Let's turn up. That's what I'm talking about. That's what it is. Yeah. All right, y'all know we squad deep round there, motherfucker. So next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that 314, representing that Crystal City, Missouri. It's the main man, Cobra Immortal, CI, in the building. What it do, kid?
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? G, it's your boy, Cobra Immortal. Yay! Hey, y'all know what it is. We back Tuesday with the fam. Grind Hard Radio, Lego.
Let's get it, baby. That's what it is. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. Representing that 706 Grind Hard Radio very own Georgia Peach. We got your girl, Miss Kia, live in the building. How you doing tonight, darling?
Hey, everyone. How y'all doing tonight? What's good, everyone? We out here with the Grind Hard fam getting ready to celebrate this 13th anniversary. Man.
We're celebrating all week then. Shit, that's what it is. All right, they say fuck Thursday. We gonna do it tonight, goddamn. We can do what you wanna do, babe. How much you need? You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. Next up on the squad, I'm just playing. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. Wow. Representing that 228. Representing that Mississippi movement. It's our motherfucking resident DJ, the legendary DJ Sergeant Rock. What it do, big pimp? And that's true.
Man, hey man. 13 motherfucking years, man. That's something to be proud of in this raggly-ass bitch. Yeah,
absolutely.
Ground Hard Radio is now 13 years old on y'all funky ass. You know what I'm saying? So y'all better get with it tonight because we finna turn this bitch up because you are now in tune to another fire-ass episode of Grind Hard Radio. And this is the 13th year anniversary edition. You know what I'm saying? So we want everybody to just kick back. We want everybody to relax. And please, please don't forget what I'm about to tell you, because what I'm about to tell you is going to be some crucial shit. You know what I'm saying? And that is, we still run the Matrix around this raggly-ass bitch. Yo, Jen, let's turn up on they monkey ass and do this shit the right way. GHR style, you underdig. 13-year anniversary, bitch. We in this motherfucker. Holla, trio.
Let's get it. Bob. That's what's up. God damn it, we're going to celebrate 13 years all week long, but the anniversary show is actually Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Tonight is the Let's Talk edition with the Queen, Miss Chief. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to celebrate, too. We're going to merge all this shit together.
We
got a hot show. Yeah, free game. I like that. It's a hot show tonight. DJ Sergeant Rock, Big Broski. What's the motherfucking topic for tonight, man? He threw me off. What's the topic?
Hi, man. Tonight's topic.
I like this topic.
Now, I don't know if tonight's topic goes for our generation, because you know when we came up, it wasn't no social media. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no Google. It wasn't no .com. None of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So tonight, GHR topic is: can you survive without social media?
I couldn't this morning, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. You know what I'm saying? So you know what to do, man. Make sure you hit us up. I thought they had hacked my shit, bro. I thought I got hacked this morning, but it's all good. Make sure y'all hit us up. 323-693-3043. And y'all know the corona is still in these streets. So if you want to quarantine and chill with us, you can definitely do that in on Ground Hard Radio chat rooms. Team, I'm going to hit y'all with a quick little playlist. I think y'all going to like this, man. We're going to switch it up a little bit tonight, and we're going to start off with Crystal City, Missouri. This your boy, Cobra, with that dude, live on Ground Hard Radio. Keep it locked.
Okay.
Hey. Go.
Hey. You're now tuned in to Ground Hard Radio with your host, Chronicles, the Black Larry King, and Team Ground
Mark.
It's DJ Face Mark, 803, and we grind.
Little.
another one. A nigga got another one. I'm sliding around the town, going top speed down 101. The music slapping is flapping, I got them speakers jumping. The Hemi is growling and styling, Durango if he running.
I'm fixed up, I'm draped up,
I'm hustling, get this cake up. I'm flipping birds, I pitch curves like middle fingers ever. Call me Rocky, I hit hard, I spit bars, I got nerve. Adidas, I'm so cool, oh hey, yeah, I'm old school. Out the box, I'm brand new, been with this shit since Crush Group. I wiggle with the slime, keep up holster 45. Her niggas in his prime, got these bitches out they mind. In the party, I pop a bottle, these bitches form a line. New jewels on my person, something like a nigga shines. My niggas run and shoot past them bitches, oh they dime. Big me moves, my whole crew, yeah you wanna hate us all, cause the trunk's in the front. So my niggas, yeah they pop, stacking paper by the gram. Nothing less than a 20, thumbing hundreds from the work. Fresh dope, I got plenty. P nigga from the Bay Town, business on Dana's. I'm dripping like a faucet, too much water for these haters. Stacking paper by the gram, nothing less than a 20, thumbing hundreds from the work. Fresh dope, I got plenty. P nigga from the Bay Town, business on Dana's. I'm dripping like a faucet, too much water for these haters. Rolling up a zip, cause my niggas be some smokers. Statue on the shoulder, be cool, cause my niggas will smoke ya. We only bout that money, we only fuck with bitches. I'm out in San Diego, ghost riding on some switches. From a square to a B, it ain't nothing to a G. 10 piece on the wrist, gigging, sipping Belvedere. They think it's money, clothes and hoes, it's only bout the money. Yo, widows on a bowl, principle, we stick to codes. I'm doper than the others, no one can do it better. I'm a G and a P. About 3-4 other letters, big P's on the squat. So you know I run with hitters, pop a squat on the knot. So they calling me the sitter, show my ass on the track, kinda like I'm on the shitter. Jack Tripper, Mr. Furley, catch me knocking off a girly. I'm working day and night, so I never get up early. Big winning, that's my crew. New phone, who is you? Satin paper by the gram, nothing less than a 20. Thumbing hundreds from the work. Fresh dope, I got plenty. P nigga from the Bay Town, business on Dana's. I'm dripping like a faucet, too much water for these haters. Stacking paper by the gram, nothing less than a 20, thumbing hundreds from the work. Fresh dope, I got plenty. P nigga from the Bay Town, business on Dana's. I'm dripping like a faucet, too much water for these haters. Stacking paper by the gram, nothing less than a 20, thumbing hundreds from the work. Fresh dope, I got plenty. P nigga from the Bay Town, business on Dana's. I'm dripping like a faucet, too much water for these haters.
I'm that chick fire. Air it out radio.
Air it
fire.
Out.
You can catch me Mondays 10 to 1. Air it out radio.net. Hey yo, grind hall radio. Throw another
banger on.
I'm in La Fuga.
Girl, soapbox. Ambition shine through mountaintops, low valley views. I'ma go get a mentality. Wrong moves, lead fatalities. Swerve those with policy. They cute talk, give cavity. Ambition, they love to hate. Woo. My toolkit ain't up for debate. Ambition, never home without it. I be the work they talk they about talk it. About out it. The mud, rerouted. New style, so talk about talk it. About ambition, I'ma walk in habit. I make that nigga can't live without it.
Turn me the fuck up.
like that. That's what it is, goddamn it. Hey, goddamn it. Try to get everybody in this shit, goddamn it, because it's Protestants. I love that. Yes, she did that. You know what I'm saying, man? It's Ground Hard Radio.
Right.
Make sure you check out the official website. That's groundhardradio.com. Don't forget to subscribe. You know what I'm saying? You can check us out on all podcast platforms, including Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify, all that good shit, you know what I'm saying? And as usual, you can take the show on the go with you by downloading Grind Hard Radio for absolutely free on iTunes, man. Make sure y'all check that out. Team, y'all know I want to run down that playlist real quick, too. I've got to bring Kia in. I know, I guess I confused everybody. I got Carter, I got your message. If y'all read that caption on that anniversary, it does say 3-7. It says March 7th, but it's all good, though. You know, everybody got hype, you know what I'm saying, man. But, that, yeah, we celebrating all week long. You know? but, no, we definitely celebrate. But the official show is this Thursday, being that Ground Hard Radio debuted on March 8th, 2011. You know what I'm saying, man? So we definitely going to have some fun all this week. Team, I want to go ahead and run down that playlist at the very top of the show. I actually like the video more than I do like the song, you know what I'm saying? But I love me some Cardi B. So that was Cardi B with, like, Wet.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't understand everything she was saying, but that's my baby, though, you know what I'm saying? That was that track. And I originally... That video fire. That video fire, though. But in our original playlist, we started off the show with your boy Cobra with That Dude. Then we hit y'all with Dope Ass Music with Dope Man 2023. That's one of my favorite tracks. And one of my new favorite tracks this season is the one we just played. That was your girl, Miss Chief, with the Soapbox Prelude. You know what I'm saying? So we wanted to turn y'all up a little bit, you know. So that's what that is.
Like,
this is officially, the Let's Talk edition with Miss Chief, which we'll be doing a little bit later in the show. But, team, right now, I want to go ahead and jump into this topic for the night. And the reason why I'm bringing up this topic, because I don't know, maybe some people slept through it this morning, but for a few hours, motherfuckers was locked out of their account. Motherfuckers thought they got hacked. You know, you couldn't get on Instagram. You couldn't get on Facebook. You know, I don't know, but I ain't got no TikTok. I don't know about all that shit, you know. But I'm going to be honest with y'all, team. On Tuesdays, I like to promote the show and shit. You know what I'm saying? But instead of... I'm at work now. Instead of me focusing on what the fuck I'm trying to do, I'm so busy trying to get on Facebook so I can promote my shit and see what's going on. You understand what I'm saying? So in those few minutes, I guess you could say I couldn't survive, because I called Carter. I said, well, what the fuck going on? Did these niggas hack my shit? And that's when I found out it was worldwide. You know what I'm saying, man? So that's what I wanted to pose the topic for tonight. Can you survive without social media? Because I feel like we don't realize how much we be picking up that phone just to hit Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. You know, we doing other shit too, but we make sure we gonna check on that social media. You know what I'm saying? So that's the topic for tonight.
Right.
And I actually want to start off with my brother, Carter Mafioso. What's your thoughts on the topic, man?
No doubt. Hey, that's crazy, because when you called me, I was trying to download all our flyers from the years. I'm thinking tonight was the anniversary show, so I'm downloading all the old flyers, trying to get a little post together. So as soon as I got all the posters out, all the old flyers I wanted, all right, I'm ready to set up the post. Next thing you know, I'll go to the Facebook app. Nothing. It's saying log in. You know, I'm like, you know, I know my password. You know, I know I ain't saying my password. So I done set up a new password. So they done sent me a little 6-digit code to my email. I'm entering the code and saying, we having technical difficulties. So I'm like, what the hell? So I go to my other phone. My other phone saying, enter the password. So I'm like, what? So I go to my laptop saying, I'm like, I know I ain't logged out of none of these devices. You know what I'm saying? So when you hit me, I'm like, look at this shit right here. So, yeah, that had
that had me kind of messed up, because it's like right now, you know, well, let me, to the topic, I'm going to say, yes, I can live without social media, but I will say that by me coming in on social media since 2011 to now, is as far as promotion and the business I'm in, as far as music and barbering, is very, very useful, because let's just say I would never met you, Jit, or Groundhog Radio if it wasn't for social media. And like Rock say, I'm from the old school. We had to drive out of state. We had to make like 1,000 flyers and go wait till the club closed, or go to the club and hand out flyers every day. You know, passing out, or go to the mall, you know, passing out flyers, you know what I'm saying? With CDs, you know what I'm saying? You wanna buy a CD, it take this flyer. You know what I'm saying? Call me and I'll meet you. You know, it was like, you know, they made it real easy for us to get our music out with the social media, because we didn't have that. Mm-hmm. You know, we had to go to Atlanta. We had to go to New York. You know what I'm saying? We had to go to the radio station, get cool with the DJ so he can let you get on either Thursday night or Friday night, come to the radio station, let you pick the rhyme.
The record stores.
The record stores, and let them get like $4 or $5 off your CDs, because back then CDs was like $16 or $12, you know, or you could sell your singles for like $7 or $5, you know what I'm saying? You set up a little distribution deal with your record store to get your CDs out, you know what I'm saying? And right now it's like, okay, you just upload your music and put it on a platform, YouTube, and it's out. So that's very, very easy than sending off for some CDs or going to disc makers. We used to have to go to disc makers and get our CDs made, you know what I'm saying, and pressed up. And get the jewel cases to put our CDs in to sell them, you know what I'm saying? Or get the you had to have a CD DVD burner. It'll burn like 10 CDs at a time, you know what I'm saying? And you had to sit there and get your label stamp your CD on, stamp your graphics on top of your CD, you know what I'm saying? And it was a lot of work. So I can survive with that, because I've been popping. Well, I'm popping in real life as far as me and getting my music out or barbering. You know what I'm saying? I don't need the social media. But now, since I'm so used to social media, it's like, damn, now I got to get off my ass and get out here and talk to people, get out here and give somebody my flyer and watch them throw it away as soon as they walk about 10 more steps. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of work than, you know, you just tagging somebody, or, you know, you got all your friends on Facebook, people you don't went to school with, people you know, that's doing music or whatever. It's more easier. So what I can say is that now, it's an inconvenience for social media not to work, because like I say, social media helps my businesses in a major way, because, you know, I can, you know, you can stay where you're at and get your business going, you know, as far as Google, you know, on my Google list, you know what I'm saying, with Nick DeBarber 803, I'm in the Google map. You can find me. You can find my information. You can set up and book your appointment, you know what I'm saying, to get my services. So, and it's listed. You know what I'm saying? I'm listed just like every other business. So social media is a great marketing tool. And right now it would be an inconvenience to not have it. You know what I'm saying? But I won't pay no $12.99 a month for no Facebook if that was the the issue going on, Mark.
Hell no. Oh, God. And I just wanted to, I just wanted to add this real quick too, man. You know, a lot of people make a money off of social media. So I know these content creators and these influencers, they was having a good morning. You know what I'm saying? So I feel what you're coming from. I want to get the perspective from the Queens of Ground Hard Radio. Let's start off with Ms. Chief. What's your thoughts on the topic, darling? Well said, Carter.
Okay, so I'm with Carter. I try to log on, and first thing I said, somebody that stole my account. And the first thing I said was, motherfucker, you know, and I tried a couple of times, you know, and then when I got to work, I actually went online and searched, because you can search for stuff like that, like systems that are down, and there was a whole thread with computer geeks that talk about, you know, that yes, Facebook was down, so I knew. You know,
okay.
I am a graphic designer. And business, like, I make money on social media.
Right.
So if I'm on social media, I'm generating some type of income. Far as the business, like, side of it, it does make it very easy. You still have to have footwork, but it does make it really easy, because what do people do? They have their faces in their phone. So if I'm trying to get a product out there, you know, I would want it on social media. Social media has allowed the low totem pole person of marketing be actually up there with these mainstream businesses, using them. What you should be doing is using them as templates and presenting your brand as that, you know, like how they, you know, you don't got to go to school to learn something. That's what I'm saying, like on social media. Like if you wanted to build your business or something like that, okay, well, what type of business do you have? Who are you following that influence you as a business? And then you formulate your own niche, you know, with that business, and you present yourself, and you'd be surprised with the momentum and keep going. And social media is really important with that, because like Carter was saying, like, you know, when you didn't have social media, you had to do a lot of footwork. Now, I would say this, if I did not have social media, because I am from the old school, I would know how to go back to the old school. Because the first thing I thought was, okay, I'm going to be down for a minute. This is what I need to do. You know, let me pull out my laptop and everything, and I can work on my art, not on social media and post it, but I can still continue to work on my art. So it would not have stopped me. It would have slowed me down, yes, because social media, people, you know, they say social media is bad. Social media eventually, you know, was for social, you know, that the word social and media, things that you see. If the people in their mindset, so what they use social media for, on both streams, good, you know, neutral, bad, you know. So if I had to do without social media, I probably wouldn't have the audience that I have. I would have an audience, but it wouldn't be as it is now, because I learned how to use branding, marketing, and that included the fundamentals of social media. I would be really delayed. Yes, I would.
Yeah, no doubt. And I can say this too, just to add to what you were saying, Queen. I feel like, especially in this particular group, we know how to unplug from social media, you know, every now and then. And I mean, I know I do, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can go weeks without posting shit, you know what I'm saying? So that's a part of it too. We know how to unplug. It's a lot of folks, especially young folks, like this, they do this shit before they brush their teeth in the morning. So I'm just loving the rebuttal from everybody, you know what I'm saying? You know, so Queen, we appreciate that.
And,
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I wanted to add on what Chief was saying, that you got people that will help you out on social media too. Because if you go on Messenger and you type in Meta AI, and you got people that you can ask them questions, how to mix on Pro Tools, and they'll break down, they'll explain to you how to use Pro Tools, what you need, what kind of computer you need. Yeah, go on. If you're on Messenger one day, type in Meta AI, and it's going to be about 5 or 6 people, 8 people, and you can ask them a question, and they'll give you vital information that you have to pay for. You know what I'm saying? Just adding on to what Chief said.
It's all good. That's what's up.
Yeah.
All right, keeping this thing moving, we're going to throw it to Ms. Kia, darling. What's your thoughts on the topic? Can you survive without social media?
Honestly, I learned at the beginning of everything that I start when I started modeling, yes, I can. I learned to network. And in the midst of networking, I changed phone numbers and email, not just social media. So with that being said, even at a young age, when I was like in elementary, middle school, they used to have us hustling outside the Dillard's and JCPenney's in the mall, you know, with the Christmas card package, getting people to get them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Always network, talk, make stuff happen. Mm-hmm. So honestly, on my end, yeah, I can deal without social media and still do work. Earlier today when that was going on, the only reason why I found out about it actually was because my homegirl actually hit me up and was asking me, is my Facebook working? I didn't even know.
Yeah,
some people because sleep. I actually was doing something else.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know. And by the time I did, I checked when she said it. So I told her, no, it's not working. I asked a few more people I knew. And they was like, nah, it is everybody. So I told her, I said, it's the whole thing. You ain't got to worry about being hacked. Because, of course, everybody's first thing was, of course, being hacked.
Yeah. All these goddamn scammers.
Ain't no more fans. If you get hacked, you know you don't want some of the stuff that you say in your email, especially your DMs, to get out. Just being honest. So, you know, everybody's in panic mode. Because them DMs show was like, if they was hacked.
For real. Because that shit say log out. Shit, I ain't log out. I don't even really know my password like that. So please log me back in. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't know what we're going on before.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Kia, that was funny. All right. That's all you had,
But that's, I'm just keeping it 100. Like, honestly, that's why I always tell everybody, including when I talk about modeling and stuff, I always make it very clear to always network. I say you never know who's in what building. You never know who can help you with something in the future or anything that you may need or have any questions.
Right.
So with that being said, it's always great to network because, like today, it could be here today, and social media could be gone tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like motherfuckers wouldn't know what to do, especially these kids, man. Like, I remember being young, and the nigga told me, I can't go outside. I used to get mad. You know what I'm saying? These kids don't give a fuck long as they got their phone. Nigga, tell you, fuck outside. Nigga, I ain't want to go anyway. So that's crazy.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But what you was thinking?
Like I was saying was, on my end, like, on another end, I do model. You know, modeling with social media is easier because, of course, I can post photos, tag, make some tags with, you know, model fashion week and stuff like that. And people reach out in reference to doing work and collab and stuff like that. But on another end, we also have publication, physical publication, not just online publication. Like, for instance, I have been published inside Sophisticated Black Hair Magazine under my hairstylist, Miss Anika Croswell. She did my hair a certain way, and everybody was enamored by it. Like, they loved it. Like, everybody wanted it. It was a weird kink twist. And so I got published in that magazine. Another magazine, Urban Magazine, I was published in as well. I had got published on the Billboard during the Super Bowl for Tampa, the when they was in Tampa. So with that being said, I have many different types of, you know, flyers, physical flyers, without just being only on social media. So with that being said, if somebody was looking for me, they could find me.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well said, Queen. Loving it. All right, keeping this thing moving, man. We're going to move on down the yellow brick road, and we're going to throw it to the R&B gangster Razor. What's your thoughts on the topic, bro?
Yo, I ain't going to even lie, fam. Like, you brought the topic up, I ain't even know nothing was wrong with the shit, to be honest.
Nah, respect, bro. Respect.
But real nigga shit, I mean, everybody on the show know that, like, as far as social media concerned, I'm really just getting started on that shit. Like, I've been on it, but I don't, like, I'm in the streets, nigga. I don't be on that shit like that.
I can attest to that, bro. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I can attest to that. Yeah.
So, that social media shit don't make my money. It don't, like, I make money on it, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if I fuck with you on social media, like, if we getting money, I'm gonna pull up on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like,
respect.
That shit don't make or break me. I mean, I'm probably gonna get to a point where it means more to my business endeavors as I'm moving forward.
Exactly.
You know, like right now, I'm negotiating different, you know, videos and things that I'm working on and commercials and things, but that shit ain't gonna, like, I guess if social media had been down for like maybe a week or so, I probably would have been impacted. But that little couple hours, man, I'd be trying to get to the bread. So I ain't even catch that shit.
Right. No, I think it, bro. You said some real shit. All right, we're gonna keep this thing moving. I told y'all some people were sleep. Some motherfuckers were sleep, goddammit. They ain't on their phone early in the morning checking for no motherfucking Facebook, except me. But we're gonna keep a hold. Hey, but Razor said, hey, tell me my Vistar app went down, then we gonna call him. So he ain't got nothing to do with no money. He ain't worried about it, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? But nah, it's just trying to be funny.
Okay.
Keep it moving. We gonna keep it moving, man. We gonna throw it to dope ass music. Mr. Team, no filter. Mr. Bay Fresh, what you wanna put on this topic?
Oh, man, it's crazy, because I'm within the boat with everybody else. I didn't know that it was down. I just happened to log in. I was like, oh, I got to log in. And I just, you know, my shit saved on my MacBook, and it just went ahead and logged me in. So I was good. As far as social media, I guess because, I'm not where I used to be, where, you know, constantly promoting. The only time I really need social media is when I'm doing a radio show. I mean, I mean, but I like the fact that I do got social media. For example, like when I play songs on No Filter, people be like, hey, what song is that? Well, all you got to do is go to the flyer, and I attach the song to the flyer. So if you like a song that you heard on the show, you'll see who the artist is, you know, where the end is, all music that's available on some type of digital platform. I love y'all, but all you SoundCloud rappers, and I don't fuck with y'all no more. You gotta be on some type of digital platform in order for me to fuck with you. So,
that's
pretty much.
Hey, you gotta elevate. You got
SoundCloud rappers. You got me on DSP.
That's too much digital shit around here, goddammit.
But what I love most about social media is you can actually see people's. My timeline no longer has the fuckery on it, right? So my timeline has positive people that are doing stuff. My algorithm is so great, I only see people that are doing great and that are positive. If you have any type of negativity, I don't see the shit anyway. So every time I log on, I'm seeing nothing but positivity. So
as it should be, man. And I feel like I throw myself out there just real quick. I mean, I fuss with social media, and I feel like if it wasn't for Ground Hard Radio, I wouldn't be on this shit as much. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, motherfucker had to tell me to go get an Instagram or a chimp to make a TikTok. You know what I'm saying? So I do feel like business plays a big part of it. And I think Razor said, it don't make him no money, but he make money on it. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like we've all been there. You know what I'm saying? So definitely could live without it. But to me, it's just so mind-boggling with this new generation. Because like I said, man, back in the day, mama tell me I can't go outside. I'm madder than a motherfucker. Kids today, as long as they got a phone, a tablet, a computer, they don't give a fuck about no outside. They ain't trying to exercise. They right there on social media. And when I say social media, I feel like YouTube, YouTube Kids, all that shit is social
media. It's that fucking Roblox, bruh.
Yeah, and I don't even know. I snatched on fucking cars down in my store today. I don't know what y'all scamming on those Roblox cars too, but it is what it is. I'm going all over the place, man. But it's some scams going on. Man. You can't buy that many cars at one time. Yeah, you can't buy that many cars at one time. Goddamn it! What you scamming on? But I look at all that shit on apps, all on apps and shit like that. All that shit to me is social media. You know what I'm saying? But that's just my little spiel. I'm gonna keep it moving. Don't appreciate you. Who we got left? We gonna throw it to Cobra. CI. What's your thoughts on the topic, bro?
My thoughts on it, man. You know, us as well. There's a few different perspectives on it. The first one is with us being, you know, content creators, you know, modeling, producers, rappers, singers, graphics designers, DJs. You know, entrepreneurs, you know, radio, media personnel, people, you know, we definitely, you know, we need social media in that regard, you know, to market, you know, to our base of people. And I noticed when I woke up this morning that I did have some issues on logging in, you know, because I have two different devices. So I tried both of them and it, you know, it kept giving me a message and stuff. And then, sometimes what I would do is I'll, you know, uninstall the app and then reinstall it again. But
that's what
then
I
found out that it's somebody had hacked into it. And then if you think about it, last week or been going on 2 weeks, the phones, the situation with the phones and everything. So the only reason why I have social media really is to market and promote my brand, really. I mean, you know, when I first got into music, I'm kind of like 10 years out of it because, like, when I was listening to rap, I wasn't doing rap. You know, when I was listening to Ice Cube and Pimp C and A-Ball and MJG, Master P, Dr. Dre, Tupac, you know, when I was listening to them, I was on my way getting ready to get out of high school and going into college. And then right in the 2000 area, you know, I wasn't recording in professional studios like I have been the last 14 years, you know. So from 2010 to 2011, when, you know, the evolution of MySpace and all of that was coming around, that's when I started, like, putting music on the internet, you know. And then, I knew about Napster being hacked and everything, but I just think that it kind of makes you, like, it's not really being lazy from it, but it's more like I just hate the fact that you have to use it, because I feel like that the record companies and the TV and film companies are so, they've gotten lazy too, because it's not about the actual talent anymore. It's the business side of it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or how many streams or how many followers that they got. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, whether it's some of the new rappers like Sexy Red or NBA Youngboy, you know, I'm not saying that they don't have any type of talent, but their followers is what's getting them to where they want to be. And the record companies are like, they kind of like want to really start only hollering at you when you do have 500,000 to a million, you know, people on each platform. You know what I'm saying? And it's pretty sad how in the streaming world of it, we don't even make a full penny of it. And then according to the 1973 Copyright Act, which is long overdue, they were supposed to, redo that. I truly believe they need to pay us more in streams you know. But it without it, it's kind of like you gotta. It's kind of like you gotta have it though, because if you don't, you're gonna really connect with the people. Because like where I live at, it's not a major city. Now you can survive if you live in Atlanta, Houston, Miami, Dallas, L.A., Vegas, New York, etc. Because you're in a bigger city. Out here in like the small rural areas where I'm at, we have to have social media out here, because if not, nobody would even know who a Cobra Immortal is, you know. And then the longer that you used that social media, meaning me, actually Siri knows my name now. So like if I go on Google and I say my name, she'll say my name back. She'll read everything that I got on there. So it's kind of like, you know, tricking algorithms. I mean, I met a lot of people off of social media, you know, different girlfriends I've had, family members, long lost relatives that I didn't even know I had. I was able to connect with them with social media. So that was like the only thing that I really, the positive thing of it, but it also has a lot of negatives too. But I'm like legit, you know, when I get up in the morning, that's the first thing I do is I check my phone. You know, before I punch my time clock in, I might grab me a cup of coffee, you know, see what's on the tube, you know, YouTube or whatever, or what's happening. But other than that, shoot, I think I could take social media, take it or leave it.
Yeah. Well said, brother.
All right.
Loving the responses tonight. All right, man, we're going to keep this train moving. Last but never least, we never call them least around this motherfucker. DJ Sergeant Rock, Bit Mostly, what's your thoughts on the topic? Because I know you got an opinion on it.
Yes, I do. You know what I'm saying? First of all, I'm going to start from the word technology. All right? Now, since the beginning of time, technology has shrunk down certain shit. You know what I'm saying? They shrunk all the studio equipment down to a laptop and some programs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a catch-22 with all of this shit, because technology is continuing to shrink shit down. Now, let's go back when it was no internet. All right? Carter, check this out. When it was no internet, you had to get up off your ass. It wasn't no sitting around. You wanted to be where anything was going on at, depending on what you was trying to do. You wanted to be there. You know what I'm saying? So it was no excuses being made. You had to get up off your ass. Well, social media has made it to where you don't got to get up off your ass. You don't got to get up off your bed. You don't got to leave your house. You don't got to do shit. You know what I'm saying? Now take a long look at that. Take a long look at that and think about it. Wouldn't you rather be active and off your ass than sitting around on your ass? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People who go to work every day, they have to get up off their ass to go to work.
Yeah, man.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. It ain't
easy. You know, make no mistake about it, it's all a catch-22 with this new technology and all this shit, trying to transfer the money to digital currency, which they know everybody ain't got all this goddamn crazy-ass digital shit floating around at their house. Because, computers been around since the 40s, and they just made it ready and available in the late 1990s going into the 2000s, right? Right?
Mm-hmm. All right. I say late 80s a little bit, you know, yeah, late and all that shit. But yeah, I say late 80s.
I'm saying like, you know, when they required you have to have a computer in your house, that didn't start in the 80s.
Okay, well, I got you. I got you. I thought you were saying when
computers. Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, laptops.
I got you.
Yeah, laptops and shit. They making this shit so accessible to the public
right.
that the public yeah. has yeah. got to jump on it. You know what I'm saying? So right. the way they transferring everything now, if you ain't got no social media site, you were nobody. If you ain't got no Facebook, no Instagram, no TikTok, no Patreon, no all of this shit, you are a nobody to the system. You see what I'm saying?
Right. That's right.
Now, so back then, you know, for us like me and Carter, if we wanted to be somebody, we had to show and prove that we was
yeah.
who we say we was. Yeah. You see what
yeah.
I'm saying? Ain't wasn't no getting around
that's
that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about rap
right.
battles, DJ battles, and all
right.
that shit. You had to show up and prove who the fuck you was. Well, with this social media shit, you could be anybody. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
You could be anybody.
Yeah.
You want to be on social media.
Yeah.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? So I can do without it because I come up in the days when we didn't have it. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
you know, I can do without it. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going to be DJ Sergeant Rock either way it go. I can do without this bullshit.
But that's real, and I want to add to what you said, Uncle Rock. I remember when I was telling you about this streaming shit, like, I mean, you getting into it now, you know what I'm saying, which you don't have
yeah.
to, you know what I'm saying? But I remember how you was like, man, Jim, what is all this shit, this streaming shit, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I can respect
mm-hmm.
you when you say that. Definitely respect that.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't it so crazy that you can make a song, like, whether you buy the equipment to, you know, record at your house or in a professional studio, isn't it crazy that you sell that one song on iTunes for 99 cents?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
That
yep.
is crazy.
Yeah.
But I do want to add to what my boy DJ Sergeant Rock said and everybody else too. Like, you know, one of the good things about being able to access, you know, having, you know, with the internet is us as the independent artists that's not signed, we were able to
yeah.
learn how to artist develop ourselves.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Right.
And because of that, we looked at the ones who came before us that graced the stage. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
it's kind of
right.
like we learned from them because you got to come up with a name. Like, what's your name? What's your personality? How you going to promote yourself? What's your image going to
yeah.
be like? You know what I'm saying? Like, who are you
right.
as the artist? We're doing the same thing on our
yeah.
level, just like those multi-million-dollar record companies are doing. The same thing.
Fact. That's fact.
Yep.
And you
yep.
know what else? You know what else they did? They put the A&Rs out of business because
yep.
nobody ain't got to go look for talent no more. They just, like you said, they go on your page. They see how many views you got. See how many followers you got, then they don't even need no manager. They gonna hit you up, hit your inbox. Hey, you mind coming and talking to such and such? We wanna set up a Zoom conference.
Right,
now you
right,
got,
right.
yeah.
Now
that's
you
right.
got Zoom. We gonna have a Google meeting. We gonna have a
mm-hmm.
we wanna have a Google meeting with you, you know what I'm saying? And discuss
mm-hmm.
numbers. So that takes out the manager and the A&R. But I think
right.
it's still good to have a manager, but they're making it now to where you don't need no manager or no A&R. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they make it to where you won't want one. It ain't the fact that if you need it, they trying to make you not want it. You know what I'm saying? They trying to
right.
make you not
well,
want it.
But that's like with anything. You got Amazon. You can go. Why go to, like, let's say beauty supplies. You know, why go to the beauty supply store when I can order the same thing on Amazon and pay less money, and it's gonna come to my door.
Preach.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because you remember,
yep.
you remember they had talent shows and showcases where the A&Rs hollered at you after the show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then
mm-hmm.
that's how you got that
you know,
invitation to go to the record station.
But the problem with having an AR and all that and everything, like, those are good, but artists relied on not educating themselves on things that the AR knows. Like, why they don't ask questions, they let somebody, like, who wants a lazy artist that doesn't know they craft business-wise on the back end? You know, they just let, they want somebody to do this for them. They don't pitch in. Like, how am I going to help you if you don't help yourself? If you're not educating yourself, you know, then, like, you don't need the A. If you have an AR and you know the same information, but I'm paying you, what I'm going to do with that extra money? I'm going to keep that extra money and put it towards something else. I'm not going to pay that AR if I can get the information that you said that was top secret, and now you got social media. You can find anything.
That's what I'm saying. They kicked the A&R out the game. That's what the whole time I said. They kicked the A&R out of the game.
They shrinking all this shit down, man. They shrinking all this shit down to the point to where if you gonna call yourself an artist or you're gonna be an artist, then you ain't got no choice but to get down with this shit. You know what I'm saying?
But if you're an independent artist, you don't really need an AR. You can educate yourself and learn that stuff. Like, if you're trying to go mainstream, I guess you would need an AR to get into those places that you can't get into if you have
a good AR. Yeah, because they're going to set you up with one. They're going to set you up with one. Right.
But if you're an independent artist, you don't need that. You got a whole team. You don't need, you can make your own AR. You don't got to go hire one. You can go make you one, and you educate yourself, and you educate that person, and that person is your team player. And then you got other people that dedicate other things in your team, you know. And if it's a group of y'all and everything, it's everybody can't be on the court at the same time. So you got one artist that you might be pushing or something like that and everything, and it ain't no long wait or nothing like that, because you know no artist ain't going to wait for a long time. But I'm just saying it has to be, you know, some type of, like, structure. So you can make your own AR. You don't need to go hire no manager. You can make your own manager. You can teach them what you want, cater to you, and teach them. And people, see, the problem is people don't like to teach nobody nothing because they think if I teach them, they're going to advance more than me. But really, you closing out your own blessings, because sometimes you can teach somebody something and they'll hold it to their life, and they'll be more attentive to what you need and to your goals and your visions and everything. That's just teamwork. People ain't got no teamwork no more. That's the problem.
Well, That's real, man.
I think we'll cap it off at that. You know what I'm saying? Social media is a powerful tool, you know. So the question is, can you survive? So that's what we want to know. Callers, can you survive around this motherfucker without social media? Hit us up. Yeah. 369-330-43, man. Make sure you press 1. We want
to
hear from you.
Press 1. Don't forget to press 1 to talk to us, man. All you got to do, you're listening to the show already. All you got to do is press 1, and we going to chop it up with you. For real, now. Don't be no slouch tonight, now. God damn, I'm tired of this shit. Don't be no slouch. Get up off your ass. Get up off your ass and press 1, motherfucker.
We got the Let's Talk segment coming up shortly with your girl, Miss Chief. We got Shits and Giggles with your boy, Razor. Team, I think we need to take a social media break right now. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to take a social media break. And I'm going to throw it to Carter. Yeah, I'm going to throw it to Carter Mafia. So anything you want to get into, folks, we can definitely do that. Let's pay some bills real quick.
We're going to take a social media break.
Facebook Live Blog Talk Break.
Yeah. Just pay some bills.
Man. Yeah, man.
Tell them what you want to hear.
Let's run. Do you have that? Not enough. Not enough. By
not
Cardo
enough.
Mafioso?
Yeah, we got that. You know, we scrolling on it. We got it. What you want to do with it?
No doubt, no doubt. This is a world premiere by your boy Cardo Mafioso, produced by DJ Face Mob 803, and this is Not Enough, live on Ground Hard Radio. Let's get it, Mob.
Let's get it. Take off the wheel.
Yo, what's good? It's Creme de la AK Black Zeus, representing that Black God Pantheon, and you are now tuned into Grind Hard Radio, so get your ass off that couch.
Stay ducked up in the cut so I can mind my business. Get caught up with somebody else and catch a slip. I ain't stressing the issue, the truth don't lie, speaks for itself. So I'ma fall back cause that ain't good for my health. Stay ducked up in the cut so I can mind my business. Get caught up with somebody else and catch a slip. I ain't stressing the issue, the truth don't lie, speaks for itself. So I'ma fall back cause that ain't good for my health. Different situations call for different measures. Make sure I handle business before pleasure. Stay dull or wet, always do for self. Cause in the end, ain't nobody gon' be there. I learned that everyone cannot be pleased.
Oh no.
So I spend more time focusing on me.
On me.
Ain't no love in these streets to gain a
change.
Better get a 9-to-5 cause it ain't the same.
The same.
Don't get caught stuck in time, get left behind.
Behind.
In this new era, new state of mind.
Mind.
So keep it true and practice what you preach.
And preach.
And stay on your grind cause we all gotta eat. Stay ducked up in the cut so I can mind my business. Get caught up with somebody else and catch a slip. I ain't stressing the issue, the truth don't lie, speaks for itself. So I'ma fall back cause that ain't good for my health. Stay ducked up in the cut so I can mind my business. Get caught up with somebody else and catch a slip. I ain't stressing the issue, the truth don't lie, speaks for itself. So I'ma fall back cause that ain't good for my health.
I done
show love, looked out and I've been stabbed in the back. People consider family, disrespect and
attack.
I can't go back to prison cause I'm too old for doing time.
Oh, no.
And face the death sentence for putting hands on one of mine.
That's
can't
right.
Be crashing out and losing what all I've been grinding for. Came from the bottom, now I'm on top, trying to accomplish more. Three decades of music, from rapping, dancing, producing. From New York to Cali to a down south movement. Legendary status supreme. I'm a king, been through hard time things and made it out the joy scene. Gave my G card up, I'm a civilian. Mafioso, strive to survive living. Stay ducked up in the cut so I can mind my business. Get caught up with somebody else and catch a slip. I ain't stressing the issue, the truth don't lie, speaks for itself. So I'ma fall back cause that ain't good for my health. Stay ducked up in the cut so I can mind my business. Get caught up with somebody else and catch a slip. I ain't stressing the issue, the truth don't lie, speaks for itself. So I'ma fall back cause that ain't good for my health. Up in the cut so I can mind my business. Get caught up with somebody else and catch a slip. I ain't stressing the issue, the truth don't lie, speaks for itself. So I'ma fall back cause that ain't good for my health.
Oh no. My business. It's slipping. It's there. Oh no.
Oh yeah, that's hard. That's hard. That's hard. Nigga, hey,
enjoy that, brother.
Goddamn track. You know what I'm talking about?
I see how you coming, Carter. I love it.
Hey, that shit hard. That shit hard. So now you ain't got to worry about no tracks no more. You making your own, God damn it. You know what I'm saying? Ryan is ragless bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I got to entertain, but y'all been bombing on me. I had to fight back. You and Dope been bombing on me too hard. I had to fight back a little bit.
Oh, you want to hit niggas with NPCs. That's
Okay, got it.
Hope is crazy.
Salute to the team.
Mom.
No, it's all good because I thought Comcast said this is supposed to be the good Wi-Fi. I don't know what's going on, so I'm stalling a little bit. Grand Hard Radio, hit us up, 323-693-3043. Be the number, press 1. Ain't playing my beats or none of that shit, but it's all good. We got the 13th anniversary show coming up this Thursday. Team, I did want to talk about that a little bit. 13 years, and what I really want to throw out there, man, I feel like, you know, the show has did what it's done. I feel like that pandemic, when everybody was home and we was really getting that traction from the show, that was a beautiful feeling. But at the same time, you saw a lot of these celebrities out here. You know, I fucks with Drink Champs. I think we was Drink Champs before they was. You seeing a lot of shows like that. So what I'm trying to say is, team, it just show you, like, how you can be making your mark, not thinking people really paying you no attention, but there really is. Because, I mean, all these shows, I feel like we, Grind Hard Radio, had a part in birthing what you see in podcasts today. Because when I started 13 years ago, podcasts wasn't even a word. And that's crazy.
Right.
So I think that's my biggest takeaway. And, team, it's a lot of us that's been on here. Chief, you've been on here 8 years. Carter, you going on 10. Mm-hmm. Rock, 7. You know what I'm saying? Some people, 5. Dope been around for a long time. What y'all think? Like, am I tripping? Because a lot of shit I'm saying.
Nah. Because you got to think about College Park. You got to think about Radio Divas. You done had so many different other shows, too. And what you got?
Masturbators.
Masturbators. You know, when they got the Baddies show with all them. With all the girls cutting up with Sukiana and all them. You done touched every lane. You know what I'm saying? And not to mention, Time to Build, you know what I'm saying? That's like, you know, Sarnetta. You know, that's Sarnetta right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and No Filter, you know, with dope. You know what I'm saying?
And then Don't Bite Your Tongue. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Right.
He was very instrumental on that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, man. So you know what that means?
Big fact.
It's time for you to goddamn grab that motherfucker in the chokehold and let him know who the motherfucking Black Larry King is behind his right ass seat.
That's right.
It's coming.
That's right.
You know.
Shit. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, since I've been on Grind Hard Radio, you know what I'm saying, Jit, he always pop up with some shit. We done been nominated so many motherfucking titles, right? They just will not give us our motherfucking crown. God damn it. We know we run the Matrix. That's why I started saying that shit. We run the Matrix around this bitch. Because while y'all baffled, sitting back, plotting and planning to take our glory away from us, that's all right. We still going to creep up on your ass, and we still going to do this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
Walker,
I appreciate you saying that, brother. I appreciate you saying that. I ain't going to go over with some of these niggas, but I appreciate you saying that. I'm going to just say that, because there's one award that we actually won, and the nigga told me, I said, well, what award at? We going to send it the long way, whatever the fuck that means, and here it is,
right.
8 years later, and the award still ain't came in the mailbox, so... Yeah, that was some
right.
real shit you just said. That just woke me up a little bit, bro. Niggas not trying to get credit.
You know what I'm saying? We deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because shit put in a lot of motherfucking hours, man hours with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Jit do shit that none of us that's even on the panel got to do. You know what I'm saying? Jit got to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? And
I appreciate
I'm a stick it, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I respect
that's
to the love. Fullest, bro. And like I said, we ride with you. And whatever you want to do, that's what we going to do. You know what I'm saying? It don't get no thriller than that.
I want to say something.
Go ahead when you got
that. Yeah, like, bro, I want to tell you, like, when I first got on reality radio, this was my first as a radio personality, and you guided me and you encouraged me, and
wow,
it was, you know, it was, I wouldn't say it was challenging. It was just something new, and you took me full force and embraced me as a sister. And I just want to say, it's amazing the longevity. Like, I see radio, internet radio shows, and they come and they go.
Yep.
And right. They go. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They come in with a super bang, and then they out, and they fizzle out. And I don't see a fizzle for you. Understand me? All
I
see,
love that. Thank
4C,
you, Queen.
I'm telling you right now, 4C, all I see is more things, more opportunities, more endeavors. This is just a fundamental flat platform for you. Understand me? You know, and I want to say thank you for you taught me something. You taught me something different. I wasn't a very vocal person. Like, I can rap all day. I can, you know, and I can host shows and stuff. But being vocal, because we talk about some real shit on here, you know, and being vocal, this is like some real nigga shit therapy. We have our ups, we have our downs, we have all our personalities, like a big ass gumbo and everything, you know.
Right.
And it's a beautiful thing, and you did that. So thank you.
Much love, sis. I appreciate that.
I actually had a dream that all of us were actually because I looked at like The Breakfast Club and Drink Champs and all those shows, but I still feel like Grindhard Radio is more in depth. You know what I'm saying? Like, we express, we're not afraid to go there. And I feel like that a lot of these other, you know, like The Breakfast Club and all of that, I feel like they're still kind of limited, but you'd be surprised of how many, the ones that are out there, how many they bite off of our ideas, you know what I'm saying? The people that are in the mainstream media. But I actually had a dream that the other night when we did this, after the last show that we did, that same night I went to bed, I actually had a dream, man, that Grindhard Radio was in this big, tall building, and we had the state-of-the-art, like, sound room, control room, you know what I'm saying? Laid out like an actual TV, film, radio station. You know what I'm saying? I see it, bro. I see it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely
see it.
I know it.
Yeah.
I know it.
Yeah.
That's love.
It's like killing Mike. He ain't never stopped. And to add on to what Cobra said, this shit ain't scripted. All that other stuff is scripted.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, they have to consult with their writers to make sure they say the right shit on the air, and we don't do that.
But also, you guys, we have a dynamic chemistry, and when it's unscripted and it's a dynamic chemistry, it can't be nothing but fucking great.
First
of all, right. I told Jit this shit years ago. I said, Jit, we can't lose, man. You've been doing this shit for too long, man. You know what I'm saying? You motivation for me. You know what I'm saying? So you know you motivation for everybody that's on Grindhard Radio.
Yeah, I didn't want y'all to have to come on here and present y'allself as nobody other than y'allself, y'all authentic self. So whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I have my moments, you know. I'm going to always be Jit. Like, when I'm at the job, I'll be like, hey, man, y'all come get your shit. Who next? And I talk my shit. I might be a little bit professional, but I'm still me. And that's
right.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's why they love you. That's why they love you.
So, you know, so I always want everybody, you know, past, present, future, to come show up as yourself. You know what I'm saying? This is, to me, I'm gonna say it, and I'm gonna keep it moving because y'all been saving my ass because I upgraded this Wi-Fi for free on Comcast, but the shit don't seem like it's working, you know. So I got a little attitude like this, but y'all been helping me out with this, you know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to say, when I always saw the hip hop, to me, hip hop is where the real people hang, and for me, Grind Hard Radio represents hip hop, where the real people hang.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know.
And I mean, if you look at the structure of the show, what other show out there has every, like Chief said, you know, that chemistry? Like, we're all are artists, we're entrepreneurs, we're in modeling, we pretty much are in every industry.
We know
what
the fuck we're
like,
talking about because we lived it. It's this
yeah.
show. Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
See, that's the key word, lived it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We lived it when it wasn't no goddamn social media.
I can't talk about nothing that I don't know.
When it wasn't no goddamn social media and media this and media
right.
that and all these
mm-hmm.
goddamn platforms that we,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, in reality could take for granted, but we don't because we're on
mm-hmm.
these platforms and we're showing and proving that we can be on these platforms. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know,
right.
it gets no better than that, man. We are the motherfucking squad, bitch. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. We are
real,
the epitome of what reality radio should be about
yeah.
in this raggedy-ass bitch. And I stand ten toes down on that.
Yeah.
We said, motherfucker.
Yeah.
We're going to keep saying
that. Stand on it, bro.
So check this out too. Call us, hit us up 323-693-3043. Before we get into the Let's Talk segment with your girl Miss Chief, I want to get a track in from your boy Razor. So Broski, whatever you want to hear right now, I got you. What you got?
Okay,
for? Give me a minute to scroll.
Hey Jid, do you have that that on deck?
Uh-oh. Yes sir, I do.
All right, so yeah, play that on deck because I'm officially releasing that on the 14th of this month. So March 14th
hey.
On deck will be available on all platforms. That's going to be my March release.
All right, and Razor, formally introduce that track, Broski, for us.
All right, this your boy 305 Razor on Grind Hard Radio, and this is my March release called On Deck. Let's get it, man.
Let's get it. Grind Hard Radio.
True.
17.
12 kicks in my grandma's door like, ooh. But the pack was gone, so I took a couple dollars and I bought me a coupe. Now I'm getting bad bitch done when she seen a nigga train, yeah, that bitch went, ooh. Couldn't leave a nigga alone, so lit, not one, now a nigga got two. And I took them both home, bad bitches on deck, bad bitches nothing left.
That's all my niggas know, yeah.
Bad bitches on deck, bad bitches nothing left. Straight up. Bad bitches on deck, bad bitches nothing left.
That's all my niggas know, yeah.
Bad bitches on deck, bad bitches nothing left. Straight up. Bad bitches on deck. Savage nigga got my foot on they neck. Had to get a check, I make sure I got my check. And muscle bound, but you know I'm a flex. Try me, bet I get an A on the test. You see, move them chickens when I first left the nest. I be shitting on bitches, ain't wiping the mess. And now these niggas know exactly what's next. Real nigga in the flesh. Blessed and highly favored, highly regarded. Highly misunderstood like I'm retarded. Highly overlooked like a nigga ain't saucy. Highly recommended, they know that I'm awesome. All I chase is money, I'ma run it up. Be in these bitches, gutches like a tummy tug. You let these bitches burn you all, I burn this blunt. Can't remember last, I gave a fuck.
12 kicks in my grandma's door like, ooh. But the pack was gone, so I took a couple dollars and I bought me a coupe. Now I'm getting bad bitch done when she seen a nigga train. Yeah, that bitch went, ooh. Couldn't leave a nigga alone, so lit, not one, now a nigga got two.
And I took them both home, bad bitches on deck, bad bitches nothing left.
That's all my niggas know, yeah.
Bad bitches on deck, bad bitches nothing left. Straight up. Bad bitches on deck, bad bitches nothing left.
That's all my niggas know, yeah.
Bad bitches on deck, bad bitches nothing left. Straight up.
Dripping blue cheese, blowing on spinach. Had to put some extra sauce on that chicken. Yeah, I brought my bitch a brand new bag. Now she flexing, making bitches mad. Never rep the flag, Colin Kaepernick. Never told a lie with the cap shit. Been about a dollar getting after it.
Threw the rod in her like a javelin.
Straight up, who's peeking in my window? The feds kicked in my grandma door, wasn't there. Now my grandma door gon' need some repair. When I got away, went woo. Ric Flair, gorilla glue and game leaf in the air. My elevator, I ain't using the stairs. Mind my business, deal with local affairs. She sitting pretty baddie without a chair. 12 kicked in my grandma door like ooh. But the pack was gone, so I took a couple dollars and I bought me a cool. Now I'm getting bad bitch done when she seen a nigga train. Yeah, that bitch went, ooh. Couldn't leave a nigga alone, so lit, not one, now a nigga got two. And I took them both home, bad bitches on deck, bad bitches nothing left.
That's all my niggas know, yeah.
Bad bitches on deck, bad bitches nothing left. Straight up. Bad bitches on deck, bad bitches nothing left.
That's all my niggas know, yeah.
Bad bitches on deck, bad bitches nothing left. Straight up.
That shit go hard. It don't it go hard. That shit go hard, man. That shit go hard. Banger, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man.
Hey, Razor. Hey, Razor. Let me ask you a goddamn question, because I'm tired of this motherfucking bullshit. You sure you wasn't trying to be a rapper at one time, you know what I'm saying? Because you spitting some heavy shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, you got the little twang with it, you know what I'm saying? You know, you the little twang, you know what I'm saying? You know, you doing it with the twang, but I'm saying, you wasn't a rapper in your former life, man, because I'm telling you, bro, that shit does sound straight like a motherfucking rap record, nigga. I'm talking about. Ooh, you was bitch.
I appreciate that, fam. I mean, I just do rap with whatever comes to, you know, what comes to my mind. I let my spiritual energy kind of guide me through the track. Mm. And when I don't feel nothing, I don't do the track. So I don't know. I mean, I do a little bit of rap. I do a little bit of singing. You know, that's why you hear a little bit of harmony in every song. A little bit of the flow. It is what it is. I appreciate the compliment, fam.
Yeah,
that's
man.
What's up. That's
yeah.
What it is.
Yeah.
I love that shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, salute. R&B gangsta.
I just want to say I hate Razor because he's expediting my retirement.
Shut up, dude.
All he's done is expediting.
Shut up. Shut up.
This nigga had to come with some bullshit.
Yeah, goddamn. We have the good moment, goddamn it. All right, T. We'll go ahead and get into this Let's Talk segment with your girl, Miss Chief.
Can we talk for a minute?
Now let's talk to me. Can I talk to you? Come and talk to me. Can I talk to you? Can we talk?
Okay, we're going to jump right on into this one. So the
let's
topic
talk about
for tonight, yes, let's address some things. So I don't know if y'all seen, I tagged y'all in a post, and it said all women or men are not worthy of dinner and just fucking. So we're going to talk about tonight the Know Your Worth syndrome. So I had a conversation with someone, and the perception of women was really actually disheartening to me, and it was a little sad because there's a lot of women out there, and I really don't give a fuck who I offend, but there's a lot of women that are out there that they watch these reality shows, and this,
mm-hmm,
baby, this
mm-hmm.
is not reality. So I've seen more than, for me, two videos is enough. I've seen more than one, and I don't know if this is scripted or not, of women upset about men taking them to certain restaurants. And my thing is, If you're looking for a certain type of man and you have certain criteria that you want in someone, you know, you have to fit them criteria yourself. You know what I'm saying? If I go to dinner with a man, I don't go with no money in my pocket, although he might pay for my dinner, but I don't go to the restaurant with no money. I don't go to the mall with no money. Like, you know, those are places I have no business if I have no money. I think if you are going, depending on, you know, even if this was my man and I was with him for years and everything, I could go to Taco Bell with him, long as I'm with him. I feel like women nowadays, because they see all these things, know your worth and everything, have taken it out of context. And really, it's just another thing that people take out of context. Like when I say that I know what I'm worth, I'm not putting a monetary price on me because I'm priceless. What I'm expressing is I have boundaries. I have ways that I want to be treated. I have needs. I have wants. And I know how to get them because I know that I'm worthy and I can, and you know what I'm saying? It's not a money thing. Like if you take me to this restaurant or whatever, because, you know, I'm worth it. Or anything like that. Like personally, if you going on like first dates and you go and it's like less than a year and everything, he shouldn't be taking to you. He shouldn't be investing in you a whole lot of money anyway. You know, you may not be around, and if you are that type of woman that you looking for a check and you looking for someone, then you need to be bringing a check. You have to bring a check. You know, and then. I wanted to know what y'all opinion of the know your worth syndrome, and also about these videos that are going around, and these women are complaining about these men taking them to so-called mediocre restaurants, and they're unhappy about it.
Well, hey, the one made me mad was the Cheesecake Factory, because I feel like, you know, I mean, damn, well, I'm going to say assist, Miss Chief. She just said she went with the nigga to Taco Bell. She wouldn't gave no fuck, right? So I do feel like, right. Okay, Cheesecake Factory ain't Ruth Chris, but that's a nice little first. They sell drinks. You eating. I'm paying. Like, so yeah. I ain't get that. But I'm trying to say, right. Say that because I'm older now. I feel like a lot of this is this new generational shit. And sis, you are absolutely right. I think they look at these TV shows or these reality TV shows and think, okay, a nigga supposed to take me to Mr. Childs on the first date. We just meeting. You know, so I feel you on that. But I just think it's I hope a nigga in their 40s and 50s ain't doing all that. You know, I just think that's that new age shit. You know.
Yeah, and then with that know your worth, like if you know your worth, then you should know the person that you are dating or you're talking to or you're interested, you should know their worth too. So if you want them to pour into you, you have to pour into them.
Yep, I agree.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, I'm going to say it like this. Everybody's trying to keep up with everybody, and that's the fucked up thing about it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, they, you've seen it on the TV show, Love and Hip Hop. They eating all at expensive restaurants and shit. So, you know, depending on what neighborhood you're in, you're going to pick the most outrageous priced, you know what I'm saying, restaurant it is. But now, watch this. Turn around and get mad when a nigga do take you to the expensive restaurant and he wants some coochie after that. You know what I'm saying? You get mad.
Yeah.
No. That's what you wanted. You wanted all this high price shit. You know what I'm saying? So I guess you gonna give me some trim when it's all over with. You know what I'm saying? And you know that shit is crazy, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's funny how, you know, you can go from McDonald's
to eating steak and shrimp all the goddamn time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You must have forgot. You used to eat McDonald's. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You was in the Chick-fil-A line with me, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shit. You know.
That's where I met you.
Back to the know your worth syndrome. Look here. If you gonna come at me like that, at least you be like that. You know what I'm saying? Worth my time, be worth my effort for me to be going through all this high price ass bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, real niggas ain't sipping, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's just the bottom line. You know what I'm saying? And to all the women out there in radio land that think you too good for a goddamn Burger King Whopper, you're going to be right back at the apartment talking that shit. You're going to be right back at the apartment talking that bullshit.
Yeah, because look, how about we don't go out to eat at all? Goddamn, how about everybody stay home and fucking cook? Nigga, I know how to cook. Shit. Fuck crafty crab. I cook you some crab. Shit, what you want, baby?
Hold on, Jay. See, the problem with what it is, as we discussed this on No Filter, but here's the problem. How many brothers have their own place where he can invite a chick to come to the house? Now, we grew up in an era where a man had his own place, and it felt good when the chick could come over, take her shoes off. She can sit on your couch. She sips her wine. You know what I mean? Hey, baby, you want to go use the bathroom? Yo, you want to go change in the bedroom? You got your spin night bag? Put your spin night bag in the... Nowadays, the nigga taking the Uber to the restaurant, or he asking her to pick him up.
Yeah.
And, but
it plays both ways. I agree with you.
It plays both ways. But me, this is how I always look at every chick. If you don't go to Mr. Chow's, don't ask me to take you.
Straight up. Straight like that. Yeah. Well, I'm with you on that. Yeah. I'm with you when you're right. Yeah.
Wherever you go to eat, if you can afford to take yourself there, then okay, cool. But if I'm like, hey, baby, I can't afford to take you there, but you can afford to take yourself there, I can't do it. So either you're rocking with me or you're not, because I can't afford to take you. I can afford to take you to this to the Applebee's. I get you the 2 for $25.
And what's wrong with that? I want to know what's
wrong
with it.
And if we go at happy hour, I can get. Yeah, and if we go at happy hour, we can get all the cocktails you want, babe.
I got a whole $100, nigga.
Be some bullshit.
A whole $100. You got a whole $100 at Applebee's. Shit.
Yeah.
Then you gonna get some change.
All the cocktails.
That's some females with the BBL and the fake titties and all that trying to live a fake ass lifestyle. That's all that bullshit is. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
But no, I'm glad you said that, because like I said, man, that shit with that Cheesecake Factory, that pissed me the fuck off personally, because it's a nice place. So I don't fuck.
You know, I love their pot stitches. I love their pot stitches. I go to
if they sell drinks, shut the fuck up and enjoy. Yeah.
Right.
They gonna bring it out on a nice place.
You ain't spending no money out of your pocket, so shut the fuck up. You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, most women, all they complain about is, well, I don't like to spend my money. I like to spend his money. Well, you can't tell a motherfucker how to spend their money. You know what I'm saying? They gonna spend it on what they want to spend it on. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, if they got it, they got it. If they don't, they don't. You know what I'm saying? What's wrong? You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with these females nowadays, man? That shit crazy.
I think a lot of times what it be is that they want to set a standard of what they want, you know, instead of just kick it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like just kick it and get to know a person and, you know, and everything. And then you'll want to do things for him, and he'll want to do things for you, and that's just how it is. But this
Miss Chief, remember back in the days they used to say this shit a lot? You ain't got to lie to kick it. You know what I'm saying?
So what happened to that?
That's cool.
You know what I'm saying? What happened to not lying and kicking?
If I don't.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, bro, when you first meet people, and it can last for a long time, you meeting the representative. You know what I'm saying? You meeting the representative, and then you meet the real person. They on good behavior.
Mm-hmm. They on good behavior.
except with me, because I'm gonna be myself. And are we fucking or not? So,
what we doing? Yeah.
Leave it up to dope.
All right, and the other cast members want to chime in. We lost Kia too. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. We'll have her back this Thursday for the 13 year anniversary show. Yeah. You know, this open discussion, y'all. Anybody else want to take the floor? Chief, this was one of the best.
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Connor.
I think I was gonna go, but I think Koga was trying to get in. Go ahead, Koga. I'll go after you.
All right. Yeah, you know, I agree with what everybody is saying. I believe that a lot of these women are looking at Love and Hip Hop, Basketball Wives, Real Housewives of Orange County, Beverly Hills, wherever. And it's like back when we were coming up, what's her boy? When Webby came out with that song, INTDPENT, all of that, right? So from when that era, you know, it's like now it's like, okay, so depending on who you're talking to, it's like, okay, so what if I want to take you to back in the day? I mean, shit, I mean, I still go there, TGI Fridays. You know what I'm saying? But she may not like that. She might want to go to Benihana's or P.F. Chang's or, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Like I just don't really understand that. It's like, I think it's the courtesy of the man, you know, to, you know, treat the lady out, you know, for a nice night so she can get to know what type of guy he is and what type of a woman that she is, you know what I'm saying? But I just think that with this fake, you know, Instagram and, you know, social media world that we live in, and what people don't realize is what you see on these reality shows is it's scripted and it's not even real. It's not even
manufactured.
It's not even reality.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. All them bitches get along.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, I don't know, man. It's really just crazy to me how much, like, the dating thing has changed from when we were coming up. I mean, back in the day, like, a lot of the girls that I would meet, you know, in my community, we would, Friday nights or whatever, we'd meet them at McDonald's or we'd meet them at Dairy Queen or, you know what I'm saying, somewhere like that back in the day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's different, but then once niggas got cars, and niggas was, you know, had jobs, we were able to go to the mall and buy, you know, the fly outfits to wear for the weekends to go see the chick.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We used to do that too. So a lot of stuff has changed from back then. But I just think it's just what they see. You know, they see these rappers, you know, pulling up in Maseratis and Bentleys and Maybachs and Lambos and all of that. So I just think they want something that's really not there. But I mean, I just feel like it's like the thought that counts. Like, hey, I'm trying to get to know you. Would you like to go to a Cheesecake Factory? Because I fucks with the Cheesecake Factory, bro.
Yeah. You just said P.F. Chang's. You just said P.F. Chang's, and I know a bitch will cut you out. You take her there, and I'm like, damn, this is the top tier.
I like P.F. Chang's.
Yeah, right. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
that's all I gotta say, bro.
Yeah. And shit, Dope said Applebee's, bitch, I'll take you to Chili's around this motherfucker.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
Applebee's
be happy with that.
Cool.
With the, yeah, you can choose $10.99, $14.99,
$16.99. God damn it, get the choosing right, motherfucker. I got a whole hundred. Oh, anybody else want to chime in? This was a real good one, sis. When you told me what the topic was going to be tonight, I was like, okay, this is going to go. You know, so salute. Anybody else before we wrap it up, please? Now, y'all good? Carter, Riggs?
I'm good.
Oh, I had my shit on mute. I was just going to say, I think it's situational. With who you dealing with. If you just got a chick, you know, you ain't really trying to be with, then automatically on a male point of view, he just gonna be like, let me get her juiced up, let me blow something with her, let me take her to get something to eat real quick from anywhere, cause he gonna try to smash or whatever. Or let's just say a lot, back to the social media. Social media influences a lot when it comes to that, because when you on the stories and you on IG and people posting where they eating at and all that, you know, say like I'm with my man or I'm with my girl and we at such restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now your girl gonna be, you know, you gonna be like, oh, that's a nice place to take your girl that you trying to kick it with, or you wanna
mm-hmm.
impress her. You know, you'll do something nice and take her to a nice restaurant. Now, let's just say like if you wanna act like you got money, and you know you trying to impress her, you'll be like Boss Man D-Lo. You know what I'm saying? With these off-white, these ain't no hirachi. Bad bitch. Bitch still flow. Eating hibachi. You know what I'm saying?
you
gonna try to floss like that. You know, on that scenario. That's like a drug dealer scenario. You know, just balling out, just acting like he got it. Now, from my era, we had, it was like, okay, you brought a girl or a female brought the man to their house and they cook for them. Because, like, you know, if you in a relationship with somebody or, you know, you planning to be with somebody, the main thing people want to be like, well, shit, I can't eat mama cooking all the time. If I'm going to be with you every day, I want to know if you can cook. So that was the main thing a female had to show a man back then was, you know, how to cook. You know what I'm saying? They'll bring the man to their house, or you'll bring the woman to your house, or, you know, and you'll cook something. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like we tapped out of that lane right there, too. You know what I'm saying? We used to cook for each other. And then, you know, oh, that nigga can cook. I know I got a lot of females just by knowing how to cook. You know what I'm saying? So,
of course.
So, for real, you get points. You know?
Yeah, that's the whole point.
A lot of people don't know how to cook. You know what I'm saying? Or if a girl know how to cook, girl, you cook all that? Damn, girl, you cook like Trick Daddy on Restaurant Sunday. I need to be with
real
you.
Real shit, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So,
the nigga know by Sunday.
Come on, man. It's Carter, man. I'm an old school. I'm an old school now. I'm an unk now. Right up here, Riley. But yeah. But I just wanted to say, to cut it short, that I think social media has a lot to do with where females want to go at, or where females feel like, oh, you trying to play me taking me to Wendy's? Or you trying to play me taking me to American Deli? You know, American Deli got some good food, though. You know what I'm saying? So I think is social media got a lot of influence with that, you know, in levels. Oh, you think I'm a cheat chick? Uh-uh, you better take me to motherfucking goddamn Cowboys. We got a restaurant like Cowboys that, you know, damn near $30 for a goddamn chicken stamp. You know what I mean? Shit like that. So,
right.
Yeah, I just the situation.
Yeah.
Ma.
Yeah. You're right.
Well said.
And Connor, what you think about the know your worth syndrome?
Yeah, you got to know your worth and know who you're dealing with also, because they got to know your worth too. Like, you know your worth and you're going to stand on it, but if they don't know your worth, it ain't going to work out, you know, and you shouldn't settle for less if you know your worth. So if you know your worth and you see a person trying to handle you less than your worth, then don't settle for that, you know, for lust or, you know, the caught up in the moment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's best. A lot of females don't know their worth, and that's where they get taken advantage of, and they settle for less and be stuck with something they really don't want to be with, which is a red
flag. If you ain't with it, you ain't with it. I get that. I definitely get that.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, you know, I like Ruth Chris too, but if I just pay rent and all I got is Home of the Whopper money, shit, we gonna get all the goddamn Whoppers we can get. You should be happy. We all like nice shit. Like, don't get me wrong. I think we all like nice shit. Who don't? You know, but
right.
Be realistic. Yeah. I guess that's what I'm trying to say without being an ass. Be realistic. God damn it, we ain't got no Christmas. I take it next week and we'll double up on it. Right now, we're going to get into these Whoppers and these motherfucking chicken fries. But, team, why this Wi-Fi real good? Why this Wi-Fi real good? Let's go ahead and get into the shits and giggles segment with Razor before we get into the final track of the night. Yeah, because, man, I'm pissed off with Comcast.
Why the fuck you so fucking weird? Shit's a giggle. Why the fuck are you such a queer? Shit's a giggle. Why? Shit's a giggle. Fuck off, bitch.
That tickle you every time, bro.
Yeah.
I mean,
why
every
the
time.
Fuck you so fucking weird?
But she's a good one, dude. Go ahead, Razor.
Right.
So the last show that we did, Shits and Giggles, I asked the cast, how long do you have, you know, like if your, how long do you stay in a relationship with your person has a paralyzing injury. So this time I want to ask the cast, if your significant other has this paralyzing energy and you nursing them back, you know what I'm saying, whether it's like a back injury or something of that nature, and you nursing them back to health, that means you helping them bathe, get to and from the bathroom, cooking, and in the midst of doing all that, you discover that they are sexting someone else. Do you continue to help them or do you leave them stranded?
Damn, that's hard. Gotta say,
wait, you nursing somebody back to help. Let's say my girl broke her back, and then I have to help her get to the bathroom. I had to cook for her because she can't move. Right?
Is that what you're saying?
All right. And then,
that's the principle.
You saying if you found out that she was sexing or sex texting, right?
Like let's say you helped her to the bathroom. She is in the bathroom. You step outside the bathroom maybe to grab her panties, bra, blah blah blah, and you just happen to glance and see her phone has lit up, and you see the caption of a message from someone else, and they were obviously talking sexually. How do you respond to that?
Oh, that's automatic rage. I'm sorry. Yeah, that'll be rage for me. I'd be pissed.
I mean, are we getting paid? Are we getting paid?
Nah, this your person, bro. They ain't cutting no check for you.
Oh. Well, if we not getting paid, then he can wheel her ass over there.
What's your said? I'm gonna shut up.
Ooh.
I'm gonna be ignorant. I'm gonna be ignorant and I'm gonna start asking questions. You know,
that's the only thing you can do.
Who the fuck is you texting and I'm the nigga taking care of you? You know what I'm saying? Like, what type of funny shit you got going on? Because I can leave, bitch. You know what I'm saying? See, I get ignorant. I tell a motherfucker what time it is from the gate.
What would you do, Miss Chief?
I would let it be known that I seen it, but if they didn't have anybody, I probably would stick around until they were able to help themselves, and then I'd be like, you know, I'm leaving, nigga, right? And it wouldn't be the same. Like, the best revenge would be in that nigga's face and be beautiful. And I'm talking to other niggas, and you miss out on all this, but I'm going to help your ass. And then when you get a little bit better and everything, me and my boyfriend, we're going to ride out to the motherfucking sunset.
It's a knee-jerk reaction. So yes. I feel like you can't even really say, you know, so I can respect that. That might how you feel after that. All right, well I'm gonna get this motherfucker. I'm the one wiping your ass, so I got you. Well, you know what I'm saying? So,
I'm gonna be the one that you never forget. And it's gonna be all good memories, and it's gonna be longing and regret.
You gonna do a diary of a mad black woman with him?
Yeah, but I'm gonna kill him with kindness. Because you know what? I'm not going to be the one that had my hands dirty. I'm going to do them right. I'm going to do them righteous. I'm going to do them a solid and everything. And then I'm going to cut.
Hey, but you know the funniest thing, though? What's so crazy about this? That's really how a motherfucker will really do you. You put in time, effort, work. You know, I'm just saying this on some real nigga shit. That's how motherfuckers move these days. Yeah. That's the sad part. So... Yes.
Right.
That's because people don't realize what the fuck they got right up under their nose. They always searching for something else, and not realizing that something else is probably right there, because people don't stay the same. Everything is temporary, and they growing and they changing and everything. So you miss out on your fucking something else because you looking for something else. Period.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's deep.
Yep. Period. All
right, who else we got? Who else? Chime in. Shit, what y'all got on there?
So
what you doing?
I won't do nothing. I still take care of whatever. I just be my cue to do my thing. Don't worry about trying to hide it or, you know, trying to be faithful or none of that, but I do my duty. You know, I make sure she's straight. You know what I'm saying?
That's what you said, bro.
I just know it ain't no, you know, you ain't gonna be my all. You know what I'm saying? Because you remember, you can't even smash like I want you to smash anyway. So I was waiting. I was waiting for you to go get me some take what your mama gave you ass anyway. So, you know, that just give me the green light. You know, I clean up. I do my duty and get rewarded at the end. You know, my good deed and go get smash life after.
Yep. Right. Real. That's how they're gonna show you you're good people. We good people, shit. That's how you do when you're good people.
If I'm helping you recover and I discover that right there, I ain't gonna say shit to you. I'm gonna hit your ass with the abandoned game. So you're gonna be thinking that it's the panties and bra coming. I'm gonna be gonna left your ass at the house and go to Starbucks. <and shit. laughs> That's you figure that shit the fuck out.
He's gonna leave him. He gonna let him shit and piss on himself and all that shit.
whoever she texting ain't even gonna do half of what you did for him.
Right.
That,
That nigga that she texting ain't gonna even know that she fucked up in the bathroom. She can't walk back. She can't do shit. She's stuck in that bathroom. That cell phone gonna be sitting right over on the dresser where I saw it, and she ain't gonna even be able to get to it. That nigga gonna be calling and texting and
somebody gonna have to do a welfare check.
A wellness check.
Yeah, wellness check.
It's called both shit, but I'm just saying that's how Ray's gonna be. Yeah, they gonna do have to do a wellness check on you, goddamn man. Goddamn. That's that Florida shit.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah. So, bro, does that conclude the segment? That's it for the shit for me. So, the blog talk lady, although we're going to go over a little bit, she said in my ear, we got 10 seconds. I'm trying to work this Wi-Fi out with Comcast right now. We good. Yeah, y'all know how it is in that wind down time. So, hang on. Goddamn, hang on tight. So, let's go ahead and get into this final track of the night. We come back. We do our shout out, so we roll up out of here. You know what I'm saying? So, the final track of the night goes to, why this Wi-Fi still good? Can I get a drum roll, please?
Can we get some drums for the Wi-Fi? Can we get some drums?
You gonna run out?
Please!
Got for the Wi-Fi, goddamn it. For the Wi-Fi, DJ Sergeant Rock.
For the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, the last track on you, Rosie. What you got? Come on.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay. All right, let's run that.
Come on back.
I ain't scared of y'all. We gonna run a little something like this. You know what I'm saying? I ain't scared of y'all, bro.
Alright, let me look for it. Alright,
yes,
formally introduce that rock and we got you. Go ahead and formally introduce the track.
Alright, off the album, coming soon, DJ Sergeant Rock, to be announced. This is I Ain't Scared of Y'all, produced entirely by me, DJ Sergeant Rock, Workshop Productions, all in this bitch. Let's ride.
Blitz off.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
It's your girl, Miss Chief, and you're now listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that knob all the way up. Let's get lit.
Hey, yo, what's the deal, man? What's the good neighbor, Peter Lady Boss? You're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that shit up.
You thinking you was a real dread, man? You scared because you good?
Hold on. You're coming to my house. Don't you ever bring scared business to me. You're looking at the toughest brass clad Jamaican in the United States of America. I run shit. I kill for nothing. And I make lots of money and deal with business. Don't you bring that shit to me. Again. You hear me?
Niggas.
I'm saying, all right? Niggas. It wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get on, man. Niggas. I'm hungry. I need this shit. You know how I get down, man. You know what I'm saying? You know how I get down, bro. I need the shot.
Niggas.
They think you can hang with that.
I know I can. Niggas.
If you don't like these suckers, let it be known. Don't hide behind no motherfucking microphone. Don't you go behind my back trying to ball a block because you want to throw stones at your own glass house. Now that's some dumb shit. Clowns know I don't play because I say the same shit to a motherfucker face. They the witness that. Clowns already know that I'm an underground nigga. I don't fuck with hoes. I'm an underground nigga. I don't trust you hoes. I'm an underground nigga. I don't love you hoes. So let this be a lesson to your suckers. I don't give a fuck about none of you motherfuckers. Y'all stuck on the gas, but at the present time killing. You slave front and lie, you mad because I ain't with it. The truth is fuck the truth when the only people paid is you, cause you don't hear me though. And I ain't scared of y'all. Y'all who don't wanna see me ball and wanna see me crawl and wanna see me fall. Y'all use every opportunity to diss on sauce like that shit was hard. But when the word circulates about this damn piss, don't you even try to front me on no whole ass shit. Talking about why you doing it, sauce? We gon' way back. I'm doing it for my people who were scared to say that, because they records might not get played, but they always trying to call a damn spade a spade. Well, the buddy-buddy system don't work over here, and we ain't kissing nobody's funky ass. This ain't that type of party. The coast getting retarded while you slave-ass niggas getting the house by master. If you don't like me, you just hide in the front, because at the end of the day, your ass ain't gon' do nothing. And I ain't scared of y'all. Here's Sergeant Rock, they mad cause they was missing, I go on with it. But the workshop, lick shots all over the fucking block. What's a bomb bomb, destroying all the bomb clock. Apologize, fuck saying I'm sorry, cause I pay dues and work with some of everybody. In the church, in the street, some of everybody. Since 1983, some of everybody. All you got to offer is constructive criticism, cause you ain't trying to help no niggas get no favor. There's an old saying and it goes like this: if you control a boy, your ass will stay rich. Well, that's some bullshit, I said it, I admit it. A nigga gotta have some money just to speak to y'all. I'm not crying cause I got three eyes and only God's turn back ain't wise. And I ain't scared of y'all.
You thinking you was a real dread, man?
Motherfucker.
You scared cause you be good?
Hold on. You're coming on my house. Don't you ever bring scared business to me. You're looking at the toughest brass clad Jamaican in the United States of America. I run shit. I kill for nothing. And I make lots of money. I deal with the business. Don't bring that shit to me. Again. You hear me?
Sam, all right? It wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get on, man. I'm hungry. I need this shit. You know how I get down, man. You know what I'm saying? You know how I get down, dog. I need the shot.
They think that you're hungry,
no, I can't. No.
Enjoyed it, brother.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a world premiere. That was a world premiere. Wow, this another amazing show.
Come on, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Yeah. All right, man. I see y'all coming with that hot shit this season, all season long, man. If anybody want to throw anything out there, now the time to do it. And we're going to start off with my big bro, Broski, part of Mafioso. Turn up for a motherfucking check.
Yeah, this your boy Carter Mafioso, a.k.a. DJ Face Mob, 803, the God, Divine Universal. Want to thank everybody for coming to another fire episode of Ground Hard Radio. Shout out to all the callers and listeners calling in. Shout out to everybody online in the chat rooms following Ground Hard Radio.
Man,
y'all the best, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all catch us Thursday for the official season. I mean,
it's
13-year anniversary of
Ground
Hard Radio. Make sure y'all catch that. Somebody might pop in who we ain't seen in years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Shout out to the Big Chronicles, the Black Lab
I'm
King
give me a
for
bottle.
Making this shit possible. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the EP, Charles Dillinger. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
Shout out to the Queen, Miss Chief. You know what I'm saying? And Sis, you got to do a reel or TikTok video for that song just played in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? I could see that doing numbers. You know what I'm saying?
The box prelude.
So,
yeah.
Make sure you.
Hot shit.
Hot okay.
I noticed.
Okay.
Yeah. I noticed. I see a lot of females on their on their little rap shit on their TikTok, and I know you're a squash and mash all them motherfuckers out the world. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We taking over all these social media apps.
Yeah.
But I love that song,
yep.
though. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
no
you.
Doubt.
That's my hot new
no
shit.
Doubt, Queen.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Razor. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all cop his new single he finna drop.
Yeah, he
you know
dropping
what I'm saying?
Shit.
Go follow him. You know what I'm saying? Keep up the good work. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dope Ass Music. No Pepper Radio. Shout out
Salute.
To Cobra Immortal. He got a new track called Dear Lord. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all go follow him and support Cobra Immortal. Boom. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing, brother. You know what I'm saying? And you already know. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to DJ Sanji Rock up on your Blit Out Workshop Entertainment album. Album TBA to be announced. Because we ain't going to tell you yet. You know what
Underground Overlord.
Shout out to No Doubt. Keep pushing, brother. And make sure y'all follow me on YouTube, Mafioso 803.
Don't bite your
tongue,
brother.
I will have some new content coming. You know what I'm saying? And peace to the gods, earth, and the seas. You know what I'm saying? And we out. Make sure y'all catch us Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Kia, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jesus, get it.
You know what I'm saying? And we out.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's what it is. All right. Y'all already know. All hell to the motherfucking queen, Miss Chief.
Yes, sir.
Throw yourself out there, though. Love you, sis.
I'm glad that we pre-gamed because it might get a little busy because there's so many heads that's you know in here and everything. So I'm glad we got the pre-game. So we skipped a little bit and everything. We're gonna skip all week and everything, and then we're gonna party on Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody bring their smoking and drink and everything. We gonna get it lit, right? Okay, if y'all don't know, the show is going to be on 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You looking for your girl, I'm down in the Baja, 61 Nina, MZCHIESBEATSHOP. Holler at your girl for them graphics. Holler at your girl for them features. I'm ready to get out the box. I want to tell Razor publicly I appreciate everything you've done. When y'all hear my music, don't think Razor influenced me. I got a lot to say. I want to be all over the place. I want to touch every rapper that I see, and I want to murder every track. So y'all gonna hear from me for your shit.
Murder.
Okay, so.
Yeah. Thank you, girl. Let's get it.
Oh.
All right. Mr. Bass French. He no filter. Throw yourself out there, folks.
Yeah. Hey, dropping March 28th, Upper Echelon with Razor and Smoothie Dude.
Uh-oh.
I just want to throw that out there. Yo. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yo. All over the place.
All right. I just want to say it's been my honor and my pleasure to be on this show. For the past 12 years. I ain't been there to 13, but I've been there for 12. Been there for good 12.
Yeah.
12 years, man. So it's been an honor and pleasure to know where it was and to see where it's at right now, to see how it continues to flourish, how it continues to motivate and maneuver and just be what it is. Shout out to Jit, man, the man that has at least 8 or 9 shows at any given time, and he still works a full time job. And I mean, he makes a mean seafood boil. Look, them poor crabs.
Oh yeah, that's
crabs, they didn't do nothing to this nigga.
What are you doing?
Throwing them in the pot, talking to him, saying you okay, hella good, my nigga.
I'll be running. See, I never show that part when I pull them bitches. That's a struggle. But and I gotta say this too. Y'all know Dope named me the Black Larry King, so I gotta appreciate you for that. But I'm probably gonna do a video.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. We'll talk about that Thursday. But I might make that video of me pouring on crabs in that motherfucker, because this is struggle, man. I leave that whole bag hanging off on that motherfucking store. Because crabs run quick. Oh, but no, that's all you had. All right. I thought you were going to get a little injured, but you came through for the life, right? I love you for that. Thank you.
Yeah, I can't do it. I just wanted to say shout out to all the producers. Shout out to all the producers on the Switchboard.
Salute.
Razor made a beat. Kata making beats. Yep. Rock making beats. I'm just saying, man. Shout out to the rapper producers on the
Trill.
Shout out to Miss Chief. I seen her in the studio two weeks in a row. Shout out to Miss Chief being in the studio 2 weeks in a row.
You think she's slick?
Hopefully this next one, though, she in there for me. She in there for me. Hopefully she's in there for me.
I'm working.
Yeah. Man. And shout out to Colbert. We have not corrupted him yet. Shout out to him for being more confident.
I'm for you, Colbert. No, yeah, the more
he's still a law abiding citizen who loves the Lord.
We still got time.
Shout out to and that's it, man. I'm up out of here, man.
Hey, that was love. Nah, I love that, dude. Now, you see how you did your outro? I want you to do the same thing on Thursday with your intro. You know what I'm saying? All right? We're going to keep moving. We're going to throw it to my Florida brother.
Still in practice on it.
Representing that 305, that A County, man. The R&B Gangsta Ground Hard Radio. Razor, throw yourself out there, bro.
Yeah, man. I am so glad that you brought me on to the show, man, because to be honest with you, at the time when you brought me on to the show, fam, I was getting ready to bow out of this entertainment shit altogether, and my how things changed. You feel me?
Yeah. Respect.
Shout out to the whole squad. I mean, my first two seasons, I was just watching everybody dropping their songs, and I was laying low. I don't know. I had that fucking booty poop for way too long, and it's hard. I can't get that in the lab.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So shout out to the whole squad for, like, you know what I'm saying, keeping me motivated and setting me on the path for, like, you know what I'm saying, now I got all kind of brand deals going on and shit is looking good, man. It's on the back of
you. Shining bright, bro. Yeah, I'm proud of you. Salute, bro.
Yeah, man. Y'all put the battery in my back, so I'm getting to it, man. Salute to the whole squad, man.
Yeah.
Ground or die.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
Trill. Yeah. Keep it up. Keep it going, bro. Ma.
That's what's up. That's what it is. All right. I guess I'm going to throw into the moral compass of the show. Shit. Kobe Immortal. Room. Round that motherfucker. Throw yourself out there.
Yeah. It's your boy, Kobe Immortal. Yeah. Yo, salute to everybody, man, for another amazing show on Grind Hard Radio. Make sure y'all tune in this Thursday for the 13-year anniversary celebration of Grind Hard Radio.
Oh,
I just want to say thank you to all the cast members, you know, for allowing your brother to be a part of your journey, your movement. You know, shout out to Miss Chief 61 Nina. Shout out to my boy Razor, Dope Ass Music. DJ Sergeant Rock, Mob, Trio. Holla at my boy. Salute to my boy, Kata Mafioso, a.k.a. DJ Face Mob. Salute to Black Larry King, Jit Chronicles. Man, make sure you check your boy, Kobe Immortal, out on all social media platforms. Check out that Dear Lord that just came out. And, man, I'm out. Vroom. Let go.
Hey, and Cobra, I got to say this real quick, too, man. You got that merch, bro, and I want to support you with that merch, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to definitely, you can count me in for getting one of those mugs. I see you, boy. You out there working. Cobra got that merch.
I appreciate it.
We're going to talk about that.
Man, all of y'all inspire me, man. You guys inspire me, man. And I love what everybody's doing.
That's what it is. That's what's up. You got to support.
You quit.
Yeah. You might want to throw it out there real quick. You know what I'm saying? Your boy, Jit Chronicles, the Black Larry King. Black Larry King TV coming soon. I promise y'all, it's coming. I know I keep saying coming soon, but that's what I tell them. I'm coming soon. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you get with them. We got the 13th year anniversary of Grind Hard Radio this Thursday. Y'all already know I got to salute the whole cast of Grind Hard Radio. Miss Chief, Carter Mafioso, Kid, Razor, DJ Sergeant Rock. Dope ass music, Cobra Immortal, you know what I'm saying? Like Dope said, we got some producers on the show, you know, everybody producing. Well, we got some producers too, man. You know, shout out to the EP, Mr. Charles Bellinger, and shout out to our AP, Clear J. My bros have been knowing that nigga for a long time too, you know what I'm saying? So salute. Make sure y'all get to groundhardradio.com. We back this Thursday. DJ Sergeant Rock, Big Broski, get your plugs out there and take us out. Mob. Good show, team. Love this shit.
Yeah.
Hey man, we killed this shit tonight as usual. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So expect nothing less from Grind Hard Radio, because we gonna come with it anytime we on the motherfucking air, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that way. You know what I'm saying?
Real.
That way, you know what I'm saying?
That nigga always got to get a note in. We know you know how to carry out.
Hey,
He's going to get his note in.
I love it, big bro.
Blah.
My bad, Rob.
anyway.
That nigga missed the V.I., boy. He's going to get his shit in. I'll call you in the morning, big bro.
Hey, no doubt. I got to stop this shit, man. Hey, call me too, goddammit. Salute to the executive producer Charles Bellinger, because he keep the lights on in this ragged-ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? For real. He is the invisible man, but we might have to bring him out for this anniversary. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I know he's feeling froggish, you know what I'm saying? I know he want to get heard around the world one time this year. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So we going to see. We going to see if Jit pulls that off. You know what I'm saying? And one time for the associate producer, Clear J and his bitch. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man.
Salute,
I see you doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because you a part of Grind Hard Radio now. You know what I'm saying? Shit. It's over with. You know what I'm talking about? One time for the captain of the motherfucking ship, a.k.a. the Black Larry King, Jit Chronicles in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? Bruh, I love how you do what you do. You've been doing it for goddamn 13 years. Keep doing it.
Salute.
You know what I'm saying? For real. You know what I'm saying? One time for my brother, Cotto Mafioso, a.k.a. DJ Mob. On the track, you know what I'm talking about. I love that shit, Carlos. I love that shit. You know what I'm saying? For real, everything. And he's also known as the God, Divine, Universal, because he always got some pure mathematics to share with you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I love you, bro.
Okay.
Keep doing your
love
thing.
You, too,
you know what I'm saying?
Always.
Hey, old as we is, we ain't let letting up, and we these clowns better know we ain't letting up around this raggedy ass bitch. It's hip hop
right.
of the day. We die around this motherfucker.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Much love, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, one time, well, my girl, she
Ooh.
Is the beat shop queen, and Ooh. If you see any smoke coming out of any TP, it's the TP belonging to Miss
Chi.
That's right, the beat shop queen and the queen of GHR is definitely in the building. You know what I'm saying? And she's up. She's also
right.
in the building doing visuals. So if anybody
right.
need to get their visuals done, they need to consult with Ms. Chief. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She doing her
you
thing.
Me,
you know
yeah,
what I'm saying? Sick, I'm proud of you. You know what I'm saying? You doing
it.
You know what I'm talking about for real?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm gonna need you to do something for me in a minute. You know what I'm saying?
That's
you know,
right. right. That's right.
Get your visuals done with me, Chief. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For real. Hey,
real talk.
One time for my player partner, Dope Ass Music. You know what I'm saying? He's always Bay Fresh than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Much love to you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Keep banging them hot ass tracks. Upper Echelon coming soon. You know what I'm saying? To a platform near you. You know what I'm saying?
Huh.
Trigger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At one time
uh-huh.
for the No Pistol Proof. You know what I'm saying? Smooth to do.
Yeah,
you know
salute.
What I'm saying? And the rest of them boys. You know what I'm saying? Y'all doing y'all thing, man. So y'all continue to do it. You know what I'm saying? One time for my boy, Mr. Yeah.
Remix. Remix that shit, Rock. That's a remix. That's the motherfucking remix.
Whoa!
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Corporate
Warner.
Chopping screws.
Salute. Salute.
Y'all are true.
One time for our girl, Kia, you know what I'm saying? Kia and this
we
bitch,
you,
you know what I'm saying?
Georgia.
She has blown out because her phone ran out of juice, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, she's at another venue in the ATL. So salute to Miss Kia. Keep doing your thing, you know what I'm saying?
We love
you,
man.
Already know. You're going to be rocking with our ass Thursday night, so I know your phone will be fully charged by then.
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
Nothing less than 100%.
Yeah. It's your boy, DJ Sergeant Rock, broadcasting live via satellite from 7,000 feet up under the ground. You're
under the
album coming wow. soon to be announced. You know what I'm saying? Y'all be safe. Have a good week. And as always, I'm out this reckless bitch, Trill.
We out this thing, man. Deuces.
Trill.
My Chris Brown boy.
Deuces.
Come
to the party. Thursday. We want no
Radio,
you bastard.
Trio. Radio.